Well, on Sunday, President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that his administration is considering purchasing beef from Argentina in order to lower retail prices here in the U.S. for consumers. This follows reports that Trump has recently given Argentina a $20 billion bailout as a show of support to Argentina's President Javier Milei. Joining us today is Colin Woodall. He's the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Colin, the floor is yours. How do you and NCBA respond to the recent comments made by President Trump?
We're extremely disappointed in the president's comments and his approach, because if his idea is to lower the price of beef, it means that he's going to lower the price that U.S. producers get paid for their cattle. And producers across the United States have spent decades now working on improving their genetics, implementing new management practices, putting in things like beef quality assurance in order to produce what is today the highest quality beef that's ever been produced in the history of this industry. And we are finally getting paid for that quality. And in essence, the president basically told us to go pound sand.
Well, and I'm kind of going off of your comments that were released on Monday afternoon. First of all, not just concern for U.S. cattle producers across the U.S., but also a concern of the unbalanced trade relationship the U.S. already has with Argentina.
You know, the conversation should be focused on that, because in the past 5 years, Argentina has sold more than $800 million worth of their beef into the United States. And by comparison, we have only sold $7 million worth of our beef into their country. So that's a huge trade imbalance. So rather than giving the money to the Argentinian government and trying to find even more opportunities for them to access our market, work should be done in helping us get our beef into that market and to be able to still provide great opportunities for U.S. producers to build their herds, to be able to capitalize on this high quality, and to be able to give the consumer what they want, both here and abroad, and that is the high quality U.S. beef that we're known for.
And Colin, I understand that one concern that you and NCBA has over President Trump's recent comments has been the chaos that it's caused for cattle producers and for the cattle markets in general.
Well, chaos is the key word there. And we are continuing to let the White House and USDA and Capitol Hill know that the markets hang on their every word. And something that may seem to be a passing comment by the president that from his perspective may seem innocuous, all of a sudden can have a devastating impact on the market. And that's exactly what we saw on Friday after his comments the evening before. And so this is not just about what will happen to U.S. cattle producers if there is Argentinian beef, more Argentinian beef coming in. This is about what has already happened to us and the amount of money that was lost on Friday. And again, just that uncertainty that's now been inserted into the marketplace. Instead of looking forward, now that chaos is taking over and people are trying to figure out what they can do to protect the gains that we have made over the past several years here. And is this the end because of these comments? Those are a lot of the questions we're getting from our producers. And again, it's about comments that are seemingly innocuous, but just have huge market implications. So we know today we've already been hit financially. And if the president continues on his proposal, that will only grow.
And Colin, some of the research that I've seen recently points to the fact that you have demand for U.S. beef at an all-time high or near an all-time high. And I think that also speaks to the high quality that U.S. beef producers are putting out into the market, Colin.
We have spent so many years working to improve the overall quality of our product, and we are producing more prime and choice beef than we ever have in the history of this industry. And that is a testament to all the great work by cattle producers here in the United States to achieve that increase in quality. And as such, the consumer going to the grocery store can have just as good of an eating experience as if they're going to a white tablecloth restaurant. And that is something that they have realized and that they have the demand for that product. And as they have shown us, they're willing to pay for the quality. This is not the beef of 5 years ago. This is a higher quality product. They want it. They are asking for it, and they're willing to pay for it. And I think that is a much different scenario than what we saw with egg prices. Because if you recall, when the president was inaugurated, one of his first things was to take the price of eggs down. The price of beef is not in the same category, is not seeing the same impact as those egg prices were. The consumer is telling us they want our product, and they're willing to pay for it.
Colin, what are your thoughts about the quality of beef from Argentina versus the quality of beef found here in the U.S.?
We definitely don't believe that the quality of the Argentinian beef is even anywhere near ours here in the United States. But you also bring up that point of concern that we have regarding foreign animal diseases in particular, especially foot and mouth disease, which is still a problem for South America as a whole. And foot and mouth disease virus can travel on fresh and frozen product. And we have asked for years now for USDA to send a team down there to give us a better assessment of what's really going on in Argentina. And that hasn't happened. And we need to, in order to continue to have any sort of trading relationship, be able to have some certainty that they're following the rules. There are rules that they have to follow, they need to follow, and must follow. We don't have any certainty they're actually doing that. So instead of opening up for more imports, we need to send USDA teams down there to just make sure they're doing what they say that they are doing. You know, beef trade, international beef trade, is extremely complicated. It's not as simple as just waving your hand and saying, hey, well, we just need to bring more beef in to bring the prices down. Everybody has to understand that in order for the consumer price to come down, the price on U.S. cattle producers also has to come down in terms of what they're getting for their cattle. And again, we just don't think that's acceptable given how hard we've worked to build the market that we've had and to finally get paid for the quality that we're providing our consumers.
Colin, have you had conversations with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins about this particular issue?
So we have been in contact with the White House, with USDA, and with many members on Capitol Hill, all explaining the concern that we have here and why we don't believe it's right that U.S. cattle producers should be attacked the way they're being attacked. We'll see what happens with all of that outreach. We are hoping that the president will reconsider his plan, and definitely will reconsider the remarks that he makes moving forward. Because again, this is not just about the economic impact to come. This is about the economic impact that he's already inflicted on us just by his comments.
Colin, would you recommend that cattle producers reach out to their representatives in Washington, their U.S. senators, to let them know what they think about this particular issue?
Absolutely. Reach out to your home representative, your two senators. Also talk to your state cattlemen's association. I know that you reach several states there in the Midwest. And so each of those states has a state cattlemen's association that is engaged here too. We can help you get to the right people, because this needs to be a very strong outcry from cattle producers that this is the wrong way to go about this deal, and that the president needs to support U.S. producers, not Argentinian beef. You know, we always have to remember that when you're working with Congress or any White House administration, that issues pop up. Sometimes you are very supportive of what they're trying to do. Sometimes you're not. And I think one of the things that's important to cattle producers is they stay informed. And you stay informed by being a member of your state cattlemen's association and by NCBA. By doing so, you can get the latest information on all of the issues that we're working on and finding out where Congress and the White House are doing great things for us. And at the same time, finding out when they are falling short, so that way we can hold them accountable. And the best way to do that is to be a part of your both local association in the state and also NCBA. And the best way to do that is go to our website, ncba.org.
Once again, Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin, thank you so much for your time here today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.